You're listening to the Feather Mane Soul Blogcast, an audio reading of the blogs posted on Feather Mane Soul. Blogs are read by Kit Kailstow, spiritual storyteller. For links or additional information associated with the blog, please visit feathermanesoul.com/blog and click on the title you're interested in. Enjoy this blog post. What wild spirit storytelling looks like. Last night, I was reading through a novella I published back in 2019 in order to update and republish it, and as often happens when I'm reading through my older work, I thought, this is good. I can't believe I wrote this. While this is pretty common among writers, for me, it made me stop. Who was I in 2019, I thought, that I could write so well? I'm not sure my current fiction is as good as what I wrote back then, but also that could just be my brain saying bad things to me too. Like I said, this is a common enough occurrence among authors. On the surface, the truth is that there was a lot that changed between 2019 and now. Political situations, the pandemic not really ending but rather being shoved inside in favor of normalcy, my realization of my neurodivergence, a hell of a lot of day job related trauma, and undergraduate and graduate work in college. A lot has happened. It's easy to see why I would be different than I was back then. I think we all were different people than we were in 2019. However, it also goes deeper than the things I can remember, and wild spirit storytelling can help us uncover all the layers by helping us reconnect with our inner wild spirit, the place where we know who we are and aren't acting on the basis of should and need to. How wild spirit storytelling works. To begin with, the focus isn't on deficits or what's wrong. It's too easy to ask, what's wrong with me that I don't write as well? Or choose whatever situation you're experiencing. Instead, think about who you were, not the roles you played, but rather what your values were, your goals, and what you were focusing on, and what your compass north star was. Think about if that has changed, and if so, why? With this knowledge, examine who you were then and now, and think about whether you had taken on any stories that other people said you should do or be, or how you should act. It's a good time to think about masking if you're neurodivergent and how that might have played a role. Then, think about what steps you may wish to take to not return to that version of you, but rather how to incorporate it into your current life. The goal isn't to return to the past. The goal with wild spirit storytelling is to incorporate what you know with what's happening in your life and how you have changed. We won't stay the same forever, and going back to the past usually isn't helpful. Rather, the plan is to take the aspects that worked and use them to improve and better understand where we all are now. In that way, we can reconnect with our wild spirit. Want to learn how you can connect with your wild spirit? Book a discovery call at feathermanesoul.com. Thank you for listening to this episode of Feather Mane Soul Wisdom Extra, an audio recording of a blog post posted on Feather Mane Soul. All blogs are copyright 2025, all rights reserved, by Kit Kailstow and Feather Mane Soul. Please like, subscribe, or follow wherever you get your podcast and our social media. Text for each blog can be found at feathermanesoul.com/blog. If you would like to learn about how spiritual storytelling can help you reclaim your relationship with spirituality and set your spirit free, please visit feathermanesoul.com and book a free call by using the button on our homepage. You're also welcome to pick up one of our free resources while you're there. Music is Call of the Mountains by Purple Planet Music and available at purple-planet.com.